In the NBA, New York has a 5-game winning streak after Carmelo Anthony provided 29 points and 16 rebounds in a 98-96 overtime win against Phoenix. Raymond Felton added 19 points for the Knicks. Houston was a 104-92 winner at Boston behind Dwight Howard's 32 points and 11 rebounds. James Harden and Jeremy Lin each had 16 points as the Rockets moved into a tie for fifth with Golden State in the West. The Spurs got their fifth straight win after beating New Orleans 101-95. Toronto beat Milwaukee 116-94. The Wizards defeated the Bulls 102-88, Dallas 107, Orlando 88, and Denver fell to Utah 118-103. In college basketball, number 2 Syracuse had a 69-59 victory over Boston College. 15th ranked Kansas beat number 8 Iowa State 77-70, and it was number 23 Duke over Virginia 69-65. In women's college basketball, number 1 UConn won against 7th ranked Baylor 66-55, and Siena fell to Monmouth 64-49 in their annual Kids Day game. The University of Massachusetts will introduce Mark Whipple as the new football head coach at 11 this morning. Whipple was head coach from 1998 to 2003 with a record of 49-26 in Amherst. In tennis, men's 6-seed Roger Federer and women's number 2 Victoria Azarenka were among the early winners during day 2 of the Australian Open. Federer has opened his record 57th consecutive Grand Slam tournament with a 6-4, 6-4, 6-2 victory over wildcard entry James Duckworth. Azarenka was forced into a first set tiebreaker before earning a 7-6, 6-2 triumph over Joanna Larsson. In the NHL, Calgary shut out Carolina 2-0. It was Columbus over Tampa Bay 3-2. Winnipeg won against Phoenix 5-1, and Los Angeles blanked Vancouver 1-0. Finally, New York Yankees third baseman Alex Rodriguez filed a lawsuit in federal court in Manhattan against Major League Baseball and its players' union. This follows his 162-game suspension plus any postseason games played by the Yankees this year. Jared Crowfoot, WAMC News.